Real Estate Associations. The National Association of Realtors, NAR, and the NAR's Code of Ethics and Standards of Practice. The National Association of Realtors Code of Ethics. Most brokerage firms have adopted a code of ethics that license holders must follow. The firm's code of ethics can be attached to or made a part of an independent contractor agreement signed by the sponsored license holder. Review the code of ethics occasionally, as it is an important guide to business behavior, not just a document signed and hidden in a file. When confronting an ethical issue, the code of ethics serves as a guide to its solution. The National Association of Realtors, founded in 1908, is America's largest trade association, representing over 1 million members across over 1,000 local associations. Membership includes residential and commercial realtors, who are brokers, sales agents, property managers, appraisers, counselors, and others engaged in all aspects of the real estate industry. They pledge to uphold a strict code of ethics and standards of practice. The term Realtor is a registered collective membership mark that identifies a real estate professional as a member of the National Association of Realtors and subscribes to its strict code of ethics. The code of ethics is so highly regarded as a model for ethical conduct that it has become the basis for many states' real estate laws. In addition to the code of ethics, members may access tools such as marketing and educational materials. Membership is voluntary. Therefore, not all license holders are realtors. Whether they are members of NAR or not, all license holders in Texas are regulated by the Texas Real Estate Commission and must abide by TREC rules and regulations. Complaints against trade association members. The National Associations of Realtors and other trade associations receive complaints alleging ethics violations against their members. Such complaints can be directed to the local association to which the member belongs. Typically, a grievance panel will conduct an initial review to determine if the complaint alleges a violation of the organization's code of ethics. If there is an alleged ethics violation, a hearing panel will convene to hear testimony and the presentation of evidence, decide whether a violation of the association's code of ethics occurred, and order any warranted disciplinary action. The panel will advise the parties of any rights to appeal the decision. Disciplinary action could include bullet reprimands, bullet fines, bullet probation, bullet suspension of membership, bullet revocation of membership, bullet any combination of the above actions.